It is the Friday Show, Neil Atkinson with Alan Wares and Kweku Afari on the phone to speak about Brighton and Chelsea respectively. With me, I've got Michael Beefham and I've got Luke Davies from the 10th Pint podcast. Really pleased to be joined by them. They'll be talking to us about Everton, but also about football in general, because guess what? People can watch more than one team. Steve Graves and Ian Ryan also proving that point as it wears on as well. We're recording this before Thursday evening's games. Now, Thursday evening's games also include the fact that Arsenal have got a Mad Europa League game against PSV in there, and I don't really want to talk about anyone who's not played yet, because ultimately you don't know what's going to have happened in those games and what the knock-on effects are in terms of injuries or anything like that. So we're going to start a little bit broader than we normally do, but the reason why I'll start here, Ian, is because this it's in part because what with Liverpool having been dreadful for so long, I've not been paying that much attention to the league table, but also by virtue of watching West Ham yesterday at Anfield, it just sort of hit me. West Ham are quite good. The league table's maybe not entirely accurate, that it suddenly feels to me like the season's beginning to make a little bit of sense, that you've got the top six, it were always going to be the top six because of the financial reasons, and then challenging to different degrees game by game, and in the round you've got Newcastle, Brighton, West Ham and Crystal Palace, who are all difficult sides to play against for a variety of reasons. You'd expect to finish, maybe one of them won't finish in the top 10, but you think three of those four have finished in the top 10. And then you've got this bottom 10 who all have an issue. And what the issue is different. Some's managerial, some's tactical, some's just personnel, some's budget, some's recently promoted. But that appears to me, and maybe you might disagree, but that appears to me to be the way the season's suddenly breaking down a little bit from my vantage point.
Yeah, I wouldn't disagree massively. I don't think it's quite settled yet, and there are maybe one or two anomalies in there as well. You know, you look at Bournemouth, who've won three games out of the first 11. I don't think I saw that coming, to be honest. And obviously they've changed the manager and stuff, which has kicked them on. Now, the West Ham points, I would have thought they'd be slightly better off than they are. You know, you see them at Anfield last night, Neil, and they look like a team who, I know they've brought a new striker in, but it's not quite clicking yet. They've got to figure out how they're going to use him and stuff. And obviously, you know, Antonio's not been amongst the goals like he has been in previous seasons, so I think there's still a little bit of settling down to be done, to be honest. You know, the likes of Newcastle are probably further up now. I know they have done a bit of business and stuff, but actually, you know, one or two of their bigger signings have come out of the team and stuff, but they're still managing to put results together.